We now join Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward and the Union Baptist Church family in services already in progress.
Redundantly, these new all the story, as long as you live, the same story would be told. The same story must be told. There must be no abbreviation, there must be no dilution of it, because God is the same, was the same, is the same, and will continue to be the same, so therefore we are grateful. But then there is a story within the story.
All right.
Amen. According to Mark chapter 16, verse 4, we hear these words. When they looked up, and saw the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. When they looked up and saw that the stone, which were very large, had been rolled away. When we look from where we are and look towards the hill from which cometh our help, when we look up and stop looking down, things are already prepared. When we can leave where we are and see the aspiration to where we want to go, it is already done. That's what I want to talk about today. It's already done. Can you receive that? Whatever you're dealing with is already done. Whatever challenges in your life is already done. Whatever mountain, whatever valley, whatever river, whatever sickness, whatever hurts you, whatever compresses you, whatever makes you angry, whatever makes you cry, the victory is already done. Before that particular scripture, we find Mary Magdalene. Mary, the mother of James. And then Salome. They were there Friday night when they saw what happened to Jesus' body. They were there when he was nailed, and they were there when he was paced in the side, and they were there when they took his body down after he died, and they laid him in a tomb. We can summarize that those who treated Jesus like that did not care about his natural body. Think about the blood. Think about how when they pressed the crown of thorns on his head, the blood came dripping down in his eyes and his cheeks. And then when they pierced his hand, blood dripped. When they pierced him in the side, blood ran down, and they took that lifeless body and just placed it in a tomb. And then these women had a desire to go and to treat his body like Kofi treated our remain of loved one. They wanted to anoint Jesus' body. And as these women, they wanted to anoint his body, so they brought spices. So therefore, they went into their own possession in order to purchase spices in order to anoint Jesus' body.
Yes.
And while they was on their way anointing his body, they pondered who
is
going to roll the stone away. Can you see these women on the road traveling towards the tomb where Jesus was hid from the public view? And they asked, well, who is going to roll this stone away? Because of our stature as women, we are too weak. We are not strong enough to remove the stone that the men had placed at the entry of the tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Who can we use? Who's going to help us? But they kept on moving.
Oh, yes.
They kept on going. Even they know that there were some obstacles of a stone to which they could not remove. They kept on moving.
Yeah.
No wonder Paul said, we got to press. You know, heavenly. We've got to press in spite of what's ahead of us, because in the back of your mind, you've got to say, it's already done. Can you prove it? Yes, the text proved it, because when they got there, verse 4 said, when they looked up, bodies, and they're pushed through the tears because their Lord and Savior Jesus was not treated fairly. His body was just thrown in a tomb, not dressed properly. And so they cried, but they kept on moving. You may get knocked down, but you gotta keep on. You may get discovered, but you gotta keep on. Come on, help me. You may get walked on, stepped over, but you gotta keep on. You may get talked about, you may get criticized, but you gotta keep on moving. And the purpose, the reality for that, kept on moving. They kept on moving. And then when they reached the place of destination, the Bible said, then look up. And they saw the stone that they could not move, the challenges that they could not handle,
glory, glory.
The mountain that they could not cross, the valley that was too deep for them, the obstacle that was pressing them, the mindset, the sickness that was hurting them was already done, already moved. I just want you to know today that it's already done. I prove it in a little while. When we look at the text here, they look, let me go back. When they looked up, when you come to the realization that there's some things you can't do in self. When you reach the point that you're between two rocks and five hard places, you've got to come to the conclusion that if it had not been for the Lord on my side. Yeah. And so therefore, they looked up. Before they looked up, they pressed to walls. And when they got to where they was going, it was already done. Their desire and aspiration to anoint Jesus' body was admirable, but it was not the assignment. You can do things, you can be effective to a degree in your desire, because it's good to have a desire to build up the kingdom of God, but you can only go so far with your desire because you have to fulfill your assignment. And these women had a good desire. But that wasn't the assignment.
Amen.
Tell you the assignment in a minute. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But they went there. And they went there, and then the Bible does not specify, give us any specificity of who moved the stone.
Jesus.
Of who God used to move the stone. God can use their position to get rid of your sickness. God can use a kind word or evil person to get you where you need to be. Don't be concerned who hands is on it. Be concerned who initiates the power to get that thing out of your way. When they looked up, when they looked up, God has already used Satan to get you to the next level. Let me pause right there. Someone said to me, listen, if you are ungodly, you can't help me. Well, you got a problem. If Satan comes to me and says, Hayward, you are stuck in the mud. Do you need some help? Of course. But if he says to me, Hayward, I'm going to help you, but there's some condition, God will send somebody else.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he will. Yeah. Remember he said, if you worship me, Jesus, everything you see, I'll give unto you. Jesus just rebuked that. And so therefore, I want you to know that when we get to the point that we are down, God has already fixed it. What is my assignment? What is my assignment?
Amen.
What is my assignment? These women's assignment was not to anoint Jesus' body. The assignment was to carry the good news.
Amen.
Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Don't blame me, whoever is listening and disagree. The text says in Mark chapter 16, verse 4, the angel said to them, he's not here. He says, Verse 7. He said, go. And tell my disciples and Peter. Why Peter? But Peter was the one who denied Christ. And sometimes when you fall, you figure God is not concerned about you. So he said, make sure you tell Peter that reconciliation, you can come back to the house of God. All right, all right. Tell my disciples and Peter. Yes. There are some places that if you fall, people won't accept you. That's all right. But God said, come back. You can change your mind. To go and tell my disciples and tell Peter to meet me in Galilee. I'm almost done because I know you got your crock pot on at the house. But I want you to say the woman was faithful to the assignment to go hurry and go tell Peter. And what got me, Brother Singleton, he said, meet me in Galilee. Why Galilee? Galilee was home base for Jesus and his disciples. It was home base because the Bible tells me that while Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he called his disciples. Why Galilee? Galilee because not only was home base, but it was where Jesus spent most of his life. Why Galilee? Not only because it was his home base, not only because that's where he spent most of his life, but that's where he calmed the raging sea in Galilee. In Galilee, when he healed all kind of diseases, it was in Galilee that he spent most of his ministry. And I stopped by to tell you that we got to keep on moving towards Galilee. Because when we reach the troubles in our life, it is already done. It's already done, preacher. Yes, it's already done. Can you prove it? I'm glad you asked that question. I can prove it. I can prove it because early Sunday morning. You see, Friday night was cloudy and dark. The doctor's report was discouraging and confusing. That was Friday night. But I knew Sunday was on its way. It's already done because he got up early Sunday morning. And when he got up, the Bible said he had all power in his hand. And because he had all power, my problem is already fixed. My rivers will be crossed. My mountains will be conquered. Gonna be alright. healed. It's already done. But when they looked up and saw the stone has been moved.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
When I looked toward the hill, for Miss Cometh my help, everything that's before me that the devil meant to harm me already been taken care of. Didn't have to lift a finger. I just kept on moving. When I get the doctor's report, I'm not gonna worry. It's already done. It's already fixed. And when Jesus fixes it, I heard a sound said, Jesus will fix it. All you have to do is be faithful to your son. Your desire is admirable. Your aspiration to expand the kingdom of God is phenomenally good. But is that your son? And just like those three ladies, a woman, our assignment is to go tell somebody that he rose this morning. Our assignment is to tell somebody that they killed face some things. We are facing some difficult days. Let me go to my seat. 11 o'clock. Dr. King said, I don't know what will happen
now.
He said, don't matter to me.
Oh, yes.
He said, we got some difficult
days
ahead. Just keep on moving. Don't stop moving. Don't stop pressing. When you get there, you find out your problems have already been resolved. Ain't that something? You mean to tell me I'm worrying for nothing? Why would you stay awake? And God said, I never sleep in a slumber. I imagine God will say, if you want to stay awake, Sister Asia, then I might as well go to sleep.
Amen.
When they looked up, the stone that was too large for them to move, the problem that was too big for you to handle on your own. When you get to where they were going, the stone had to roll away. So it simply was.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was already done. Why are you worried? It's already done. You just gotta keep moving. As I sit down, Pastor, how do I move?
Oh, yes.
See, I have to give you Reverend Gideon out there, a man that always told me, you can't preach the congregation in the water and leave them there.
Oh, my.
Next Sunday, everybody will be drowned.
Lord, yes.
You got to bring them out of the water.
Bring them out.
Thank you, Reverend Gideon. So when I say keep moving,
keep
pressing, how do I do that?
To our listening audience, we thank and praise God for you. As a help to your Christian journey, Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward has written a book entitled Learning to Love God. To obtain your copy for a small fee, please visit Amazon.com. Learning to Love God is also available on Kindle. Be encouraged and be blessed.
The Union Baptist Church family and Pastor Hayward hope that today's message has been a blessing to you, and we invite you to praise and worship with our church family. Our church motto is, we are the church that sits beside the road, where everybody is somebody and God.
Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward and the Union Baptist family invite you every Sunday for school at 9:45 a.m. and morning worship at 11:15 a.m. Bring the family to Union Baptist, 4428 Piggly Wiggly Drive, North Charleston. Visit Union Baptist Church, sc.org. I am Reverend Dr. Eldon Hayward, and remember, you are not alone.